That's Miles Sanko. You can catch him at the Espace Velodrome in Plan-les-Ouates on Friday the 3rd of February. That's a week on Friday. Tickets are available now at ticketcorner.ch and through the Plan-les-Ouates website, or click on the banner on our website now. Now, Miles and I caught up ahead of his show next week and jumped around a little talking about all different elements of his career, from supporting Gregory Porter to the album he did with the Luxembourg Philharmonic Orchestra. Miles Sanko's smooth sound has earned him the title of the love child of soul. I asked Miles how he felt about this title and when it began.
Well, this kind of started in the very beginning of my career, when I released my debut in 2013. Born in Black and White was the debut album, and I think it was Time Out magazine's review from Time magazine that gave me that kind of label, and it's kind of stuck over the years. The love child of soul music, yeah.
I would have thought that a love child would be sort of like the love child of soul and something. You know, like if you are a love child of something, it generally is of two things. So yeah. Now, as time is moving on, if you were to add to that, is there anything that you would add on? Like, you're the love child now of soul and?
Soul and jazz.
Yeah. Okay. I thought so. Miles, I know that you're a recording artist, you're a music producer and a cinematographer as well. I'm curious to know if any of that cinematic experience makes its way into your music or your performance.
Well, it makes it in my music, as in I direct all my music videos and also edit the music videos. So in part, I compose, I produce, I perform. And in turn, also, then I perform a visual aspect of my music, which makes it a 360 almost experience for my fans and my listeners. And I guess cinematography, it's about visuals, and I'm quite visual, I would say, when I perform on stage in regards to how I connect with my public and how I present my music, yeah.
It sounds like a very solo experience doing everything yourself. So how was it then going to perform with a whole Philharmonic Orchestra as you've just released your live album?
I mean, as you said, you know, I'm not technically working solo. I do work with a team, but in regards to the creative aspect of what I do, I like to have creative control because this is my journey. It's my message, as you said. And working with a symphony orchestra was amazing. There wasn't much control in regards to that, but there were professionals doing what, you know, knew exactly what they were doing, and the new arrangements that were arranged for my compositions were beautiful, and everything came together beautifully. And I'm super excited because this is going to be my first live album, and to do it in such gravitas is pretty amazing.
Talk me through a little bit about your collaboration with Gregory Porter. When did that happen? How did it all come about?
That happened on my second release late 2014, 2015, where Gregory invited me to do a support slot for him in Germany. Well, it's Germany, a leg of his Germany tour, which was super excited. I was in Manchester doing a radio show with Craig Charles at that point, and I got a text from management saying Gregory wanted to invite you to do to support, but on the one condition, and the condition was to do it with just piano and vocals. So that was, you know, that was, my music is composed around the piano anyway, so that was absolutely fine, and it was a great experience. I really enjoyed it, and we got a chance to connect, and I now work with some of Gregory's team as well. So it was really cool because I was a fan of Gregory anyway at that point in time, and still am.
Yeah,
of course.
So tell me what we can expect at the gig on the 3rd of February at Plan-les-Ouates. What have you got in store for us?
What I have in store for you is songs from my latest release, which is Memories of Love. This is the album that I'm touring at the moment, and it's songs about the happy, the dark, the light, the bright, the all the facets and the sides of love. And I'm going to be there with my seven piece touring band: saxophone, trumpet, guitar, drums, and piano. And we're going to take the audience on a journey of love.
Fantastic. Miles Sanko, thanks so much. Look forward to catching you at Plan Les Watts on Friday, the 3rd of February. See you there. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Take care.